God is good. I just want to bless the Lord. What a time of worship this morning. And when you have times like this, I sit there and I wrestle. I say, okay, Lord, I don't know if I'm going to be preaching today. and we go down to that road because sometimes God says all he needs to say during worship. But praise God, I realize the time, I'm going to try to shorten this up a little bit. But I want you to realize that that God has more for us than we know we have for ourselves. And that Elder Monique was talking about God didn't give you gifts or put you on this earth just for you. He put you on this earth for the kingdom of God and for the body of Christ. And it kind of is a segue where I'm going to go. I'm going to stop some of my introduction and do the time. But a couple weeks ago, I talked about time. And if you want to, I was going to recap some of that. But if you want to do that, you can go on the site and just go ahead and listen to it. But Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, well, first of all, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you. We bless you. We thank you for this time, your awesome presence. And Lord, we know that you are doing a mighty work in this house. We are just yielding to your Holy Spirit, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, to everything there is a reason, and the New American Standard says appointed time, a time for every purpose under heaven. And I wanted to today talk about God's purpose in you, and I'm going to share this with you because it kind of fits into what Elder Monique was saying, is that God's purpose is greater than you, and you are to fit into God's purpose. Can I hear an amen on that? Every individual has been sent to the earth with a purpose designed and instituted by God the Father. Anything else I want to say to you today, we need to eliminate in our beings and in our lives, we need to stop wondering, why are we here and what are we all about? Because every person, if you have breath, say, I have breath, breathe, because if not, we'll bring someone in for you. Amen. But every person has a purpose designed and instituted by God, every one of you. You are not here by accident. And I want to say this to you. I don't care how you came into this earth, and I'm not going to go down that. It's a whole other ball game, okay? But we disqualify some people because maybe they weren't conceived or born in a certain way, okay? And God doesn't care about that. Come on, listen to me, okay? There is no illegitimate children in the kingdom of God. I just got to say it, Pastor Mark. Okay? All right, every person has a purpose. Every person that has a breath has a reason. And we in the body of Christ has got to stop putting conditions on people and to understand that everyone here is designed by God. And if you understand the liturgy of Jesus, you will find out everything that we look down at in the body of Christ, okay, existed in the liturgy of Jesus some at this point. He took it all. And there is nothing in creation that didn't pass through and Jesus didn't heal. Can I hear an amen on that? So there's accountability for us in our purpose and our responsibility to who we are in Christ. Ephesians 1:9-11 says, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his kind intention, which he purposed in him. Now, as we go through this, you're going to see something as we go through today is that everything that God has done is for Jesus Christ. Can I hear an amen on that? Okay. You're here because of Jesus Christ. All right. He purposed in him with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of times. That is the summing up of all things in Christ, things in heaven, things on the earth in him. Also, we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things. Amen. After the counsel of whose will? His will. And one of the things I want to draw our attention to today is that we are here because God put us here for a reason. And there is nobody on earth here without reason. Amen? As in many things in our culture today, purpose has evolved into something that never was in the scriptures. And we are running rampant with it in the body of Christ. We have more people looking around for their ministry so they can fulfill their spiritual reality, and they don't even care what God has called them to. This is my ministry, and this is what I want. And God's, I know God is dealing with this. But let me just say this to you. In our culture today, purpose has evolved into a self-centered and man-driven force for personal edification and gratification for one's life. I will. In many things, you know, in this culture, purpose has evolved into a self-centered, man-driven desire for the edification and gratification for one's life. And I want to say this is important for us to get, because I'm going to try to shorten this up, but I got to get a point into your spirit. The importance of the origin and source and substance of purpose has been diminished and in some cases eliminated. And what I'm saying to you is, if you don't understand the source of your purpose, you will create a source that's satisfactory to yourself. This is the reason why in our education system, and I hope body of Christ opens up and wakes up someday, is that reason that the education system has eradicated God, Jesus Christ, and His Word out of here, because it conflicts with their teaching of the beginning of time. Amen? If I change the source, I change your purpose. If I didn't come from divine being, I came from humanity manipulated by man and humanity. Are you with me? Now, here's something I want you to get, because I want everyone in the sound of my voice, including those on Facebook that are listening to us today, and we bless you and thank you for being with us. But it's one thing I want you to understand, it's significant. The meaning and defined purpose of one's life, or a purpose in one's life, cannot be disconnected from your Creator. If you're not connected to your Creator, you're not in purpose. You cannot disconnect your life from your Creator. It's impossible. The only thing that happens when you disconnect your life from your Creator is that you become a force that is not doing what you are intended to or created to be. You're creating your own world. Can I hear an amen on that? I'm going to touch on some things. Hang on there with me. God created mankind and equipped them with giftings. How many of you understand that? With qualities, with characteristics, with abilities, abundant abilities, enabling them to activate the Word, work in His Spirit, carry out His instructions, and perform His purposes. So let me say to you this, how many of you were born with abilities and characteristics and qualities? All those giftings that are in you are not for your edification. It is for the glorification of God and the glorification of God alone. Now, will I be blessed if I flow in that? Absolutely. Will I be happy and joyful? All the things that we pay buku bucks to try to do. If you get what I'm going to say to you today, you won't have to spend an ounce of money to understand the edification and joy of the fulfillment of life. So let's examine this a little bit and take a look at what purpose really is. Purpose was in the mind and is in the mind of the Creator. Everything created on earth has a reason. Everything. Are you with me? Purpose is the original intent and a reason for existence from the Creator. Now, let me give you an example. I'm holding a what? Microphone. This microphone was created. Whoever created this microphone had an expectation that every time it was hooked up to a proper source and turned on, it would form or perform its reason for creation. So the creation of a microphone was to amplify a voice. Amen? Now, if I take this microphone and start hitting people with it, or I just throw it around and don't take care of it, pretty soon the purpose of this microphone will be lost or broken, like so many lives are just broken. Why? Because they're not flowing in the intended purpose of what God created them. How many of you drive a car? Amen? All right? The creator of a car created that car to get you to point A to point B. I realize we do it in different styles, but that's the reason the car was created. Every aspect inside that car was in the mind of the creator before that car even existed. So the creator of that car knew when you were going to get in that car, you were going to take a key. And so what he did is that he created a key to fit into the overall purpose of running of the car, which means we're always connected to the overall purpose, even though we have a detailed responsibility. Are you with me? We all have homes. Why do we build a home? Creator made a home that you might live in it. If you don't take care of that home will disintegrate. I've seen homes sit, you can see it all around. As soon as someone no longer lives in a home, the reason it was created, it deteriorates rapidly to a point where it has to be torn down. Because of the intended purpose of that home, nobody climbed inside to fulfill the purpose of that home. Just like our temple. People climbing inside, Holy Spirit climbing inside to bring the intended purpose of this temple. Now, this is important for us to grasp because what happened here last week, amen, we can't reproduce it. It was just a sovereign move of God. We don't want to reproduce it. But I'm telling you that we have to understand what is God's purpose in things and why is God using certain people in certain ways. This is very, very important. Because with all that we see created, nothing was created without purpose. So every time something was created, it had original intent and the reason in its existence to fulfill the desire and the expectation of the one who created it. Can you follow me on that? May I ask you, please, body of Christ, then why do we accept all that of the things created, but yet we do not see our Creator who used a unique design to create us for a particular reason? And we're so busy running around that we never check with the Creator to find out the reason for the creation. Purpose is also for the completion or the reason we exist. Creation began something. Purpose fulfills it. We got to get over it. How many of you know Jesus Christ as your personal? You don't have to raise your hand. You know Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior. You became born again. You became a saved, born again child of God. Amen. Can I tell you? And you got to get this because God creates in this is that your creation in the spiritual world, which is being born again, are you with me? Is the beginning of your journey. Purpose is well done, thy good and faithful servant. Purpose is the reason we live. Purpose is the reason I sustain myself through my journey. Purpose is because I know why I'm here. I know when my purpose is done, I'm out of here. I know that. When you get my age, you wrestle with that. I'm going to kid you. Because purpose, amen, is for a time period. And I don't want to go back into that, but you got to understand. God gave you X amount of time to fulfill your purpose he created you for. the particular will and or desire of the Creator to cause the operation to reach a needed result and fulfill an expectation of the source after being and fulfilling its objective. And so God created you to complete a certain thing in life here. Now, it's not just in us, it's not just one purpose, we have many purposes. But God created each one of us to fulfill something in our life. There's an overall purpose of a life, and then there's the working out purposes of our life. My purpose, I believe, was put on earth to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? And I want to just say, I just want to say this to you because it's very important, because you see, we categorize the importance of purpose. Can I tell you, and I use this a lot, a mother on fire for Christ sitting in the nursery cleaning all the stuff up that babies do. Come on, listen to me now. Holding that child, and God says, speak a word into that child. For one day he'll preach or she'll preach to millions. And I want to say to you that we so have downgraded what purpose is that we don't think that's as important as big mouth preacher up here preaching. And in God's eyes, it is fulfillment of purpose. It's just as important as me preaching, Pastor Mark preaching. It's just as important for all of us to realize that when we have a purpose, we are here to fulfill that purpose. Not for our personal edification. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. We are here to glorify the living God and to lift his son, Jesus Christ, up. Can I hear an amen on that? So God's purpose for creation, for mankind, amen, is your reason for existence. So stop looking for a reason for your existence and start looking for the purpose you were created for. And God is and God will always reveal that to you. It comes naturally. It comes up out of you because you see, well, I got to find my purpose so I can do the things, fulfill my purpose. No. You got to get a hold of God, discover his spirit, and purpose will automatically come up out of you. Now, you got to do certain things, but, I mean, like obedience. In the beginning, let me say this. I don't have time to go all the scriptures, but I do want to lay this point for you. In the beginning, God's purpose was established in the Word. The whole purpose of creation was established in the Word. Some of you don't believe me. Established in the Word caused all creation to come through the Word. For the Word became the Son of God. So all creation was created that the Word might exist, and the Word and everything will flow through the Word. Are you with me? This is important because even the Bible says that Jesus Christ was slain before the foundation of the world. So let's get over this, folks. All right, God, you're not Plan B. All right, God had only one purpose. That purpose is being fulfilled. And the reason that we back off that purpose is because it's too big for us to comprehend, because we've not yet comprehended that we're here to fulfill that purpose. So how can you understand God's big purpose if you don't even want to understand your own personal purpose? Am I meddling too much? Are we doing all right? All things begin with purpose. All things begin with purpose and end with purpose. God had you in mind before you were created to put you on this earth so you could fulfill his purpose. Amen? John 1:1-4 says, in the beginning God was the Word. The Word was what? With God. The Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things. Say all things. Or were made through him, and with him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. Come on. So in the beginning, the overall purpose of God was always the elevation of Jesus Christ, the Word. He always wanted the Word to come forth. And the interesting thing is that we were created to bring that Word when Jesus went back to be on the throne. What is our purpose? And so everything was created. Amen? God's purpose was to move upon the earth, which was without form, full of darkness, and he spoke forth into light, destroying the darkness. He brought forth, amen, a peace and order to the waters and the firmament. He brought through creation and set up the atmosphere and the environment that he might put man in the atmosphere. Listen to me. This is all set up for you to be here to do what you're supposed to do. All creation was, the earth was reformed. Yes, defeated the enemy, but I don't choose to focus on the enemy. I choose to focus on God's creation, that is to bring forth his glory. The enemy doesn't bring his glory, we do. And so all the atmosphere and the earth was formed and shaped that it might get ready for the sons of God to come and bring forth the kingdom of God. He doesn't want the sons of God wandering around asking, why was I created? What's happening? Why am I here? Why am I here? Why am I here? What's my purpose in life? All right. Anybody asking those questions have not got a hold that they were created by God for a specific purpose. Amen. Another dimension of God's purpose through Jesus Christ and by Holy Spirit is to raise up and empower a body of believers, sons and daughters who are worthy and obedient and comply with his word. You are here, every one of us sitting in this room, there's no unimportant people in here. We've got to stop measuring our purpose by position. Okay? No one is more important, I love this man of God, you know I do, but no one in this church is more important in God's eyes than you are, and you're not more important than he is. Just like he's not more important, I'm not more important than him. We all were sent with a divine purpose, and our walk in life is God. What is that? Have you ever done anything for God and then just, oh, boy, that felt good. You see, God wants to turn the church around. Stop building churches and start building the body of Christ. Amen? Are you with me? Every believer must realize that they were chosen before the foundation of the earth. I'm not going to go through the scriptures. I'll just read it. 1 Corinthians 1 and 4, all right? Every believer was created and chosen before the foundation of the world. All right? How many of you know that God knew your purpose before you came here? You got to get hold of this. God had a reason, knew you before the foundation of the world, just like Jesus was crucified before the foundation of the world. Amen? Ephesians, go, if you really want to understand what I'm saying, go study Ephesians and Colossians. Every believer was and is predestined according to God's purpose, every believer. Amen? And it's really, this one I want to read. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11 says, in him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose in him who works all things according to his will. All things. And you see, why do we have so many young people? I mean, this, you've got to get this in your spirit. Why are so many young people killing themselves? Why are so many people on drugs? Because they're searching for something. Because there's not a person in alive that does not realize that there's got to be more than life than what I'm living. And young people, because we've ripped God out of the school, the source of all purpose, young people are killing themselves, getting hung on drugs, going into satanic stuff, listening to stuff that is just capturing their spirit and their soul. Why is that? Because they don't know where they came from, and they don't know their source, and they don't know why they were created. And so they're looking. They're lost, literally lost. And the shame thing is that how many people in the body of Christ are walking around still don't even know why they're here. God says something in the morning. He says, what you do does not drive purpose. What you do does not drive purpose. Purpose should drive what you do. Every believer is called to fulfill their role and portion in God's purpose. And that's found in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. Amen? who has saved us and called us, amen, with a holy calling, New King James, according to our works, not according to our works. Let me read that again because this is very important. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling. Now listen to this. Not according to our works, but according to his own purpose, grace which was given to us in Jesus Christ before the beginning of time. Now I want to say something to you, like, and it's a real rabbit trail, and if I was planning on hitting this a little bit, but due to time I won't, but I do need to say something. The word grace right there is not your excuse for not living a holy life. It is enablement to live it. And I want to warn you, there's a lot of garbage out there on grace being thrown out there that you can do anything you want because you're covered by grace. Don't you believe that lie for a moment, because as soon as you believe that, you negate the purpose of why you were created. I can go sin because God, no, you can't. I can go say whatever I want because God forgave me before I said it. Boy, we got to wake up, church. We got to wake up. I say we got to wake up. Because of the fact that this right here says, grace which was given to us in Christ Jesus. Amen? Grace was given to fulfill your purpose, not to get your desires all set up and give you permission to live a life that's not righteous. Is that too hard? God has, having a vision and divine revelation of God's purpose, will assist in identifying one's assignment, purposes, guide, and running the race. The revelation and vision of the divine purpose of God will give you purpose and will assist you in identifying an assigned purpose for you. And you got to hear that because it comes from God. Pastor Mark can't give you your divine purpose. Stop looking for him to do that, okay? Because you're just going to get disappointed. More people leave churches because they're disappointed because the pastor said something when they should have been seeking from God for it. So they got mad at the pastor because they didn't know what God really wanted for them. Is that all right? God's homing in on something in the body of Christ, okay? He's homing in on it. We've got to get a hold of something, okay? Having a divine revelation, okay, of God's purpose, all right, will guide you and direct you for the rest of your life. And it will take away the hills and the valleys. It will take away wanting to quit. In fact, I will go as bold to say to you, it will do away with a lot of discouragement and depression. Because depression most of the time comes because I'm not getting what I want or I think I should have or what I think I should deserve. Okay? And so God's saying, I want to eliminate all that. I want to raise up the valleys. I want to bring down the mountains. And I want you to walk a road according to the solitude of why I put you on this earth. Amen? Now I want to say this to you. Knowing divine's purpose also will sustain your momentum. Philippians 3:14 says about pressing toward the mark of the high calling. It sustains your momentum. Knowing purpose keeps you going. Trust me, I tell you what, after 8.5 years, he knows what I'm talking about too. Okay? You see, I'm here because God sent me here. That's it. You know, Pastor Karen and I came here. Okay? God sent us here. He sent us here. And God said, I establish you here, and no one will take you out of here. The only one who's going to take you out of here is you quit. No one's going to stop your purpose in life unless you quit. Well, I don't know what God wants. Fast, pray, get in the Word, and get a hold of the Spirit, and then start functioning on what God you feel God's saying. And you'll be amazed how purpose just bloop, starts to come up. I didn't realize I was going to be a preacher. I didn't realize that. I had a 5-year-old boy come up and tell me. I preached one time at the church, and a 5-year-old boy came up and tucked me on my coat. That time we wore shirt and tie and all that stuff, okay, big coats and all that. And he said to me, he said, you're going to be a pastor one day. That was not in my view of my purpose. And did you know, you never despise the vessel, because the five-year-old had a purpose. You got to hear this. A five-year-old had a purpose to speak a word into a man who didn't even want what he was speaking. But because we all understand we're in purpose, we yielded to the inner purpose which was spoken, and voila, we've traveled the world after being called into this thing. Can I hear an amen on that? When God created man and woman, he designed them to fulfill their function and gives them certain qualities and characteristics and enables them to perform their intended task. Amen? Are you all right with that? I could really go off on something, but I'm going to say this. I'm going to make this very clear to you all, okay? God is not confused between man and woman. God created man and woman. And the church better wake up and start walking according to the word of God, because anything outside of that is contrary to the purpose of God. Are you with me? I just had to say that. Sometimes when you're preaching, you just got to say things. Amen? And so I want you to know, God created a man and woman. He designed them to fulfill his function. Ladies, you are part of your purpose, okay, is to bring birth. Now, not all gals, we never did, but part of your purpose, amen, is to bring forth children, to raise them up. Do you understand what I'm saying? How many people run away from that? Oh, that's not my purpose. It's not? Being a mother and a father is the greatest honor and privilege any man could ever have, any person could ask for. I mean that. You got to understand that. I just want to say this to you. Your abilities were given to you at birth, all the giftings and all the characters, and your abilities were all given to you on your birth. When God created you, he created everything in you. Are you with me? Amen? So when you received Jesus, you did not get all your abilities, you did not get all your qualities, you did not get all your characteristics. They were already inherent inside you, in your creation, it's in your DNA. What did happen is that when you met Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the purpose that God gave you comes alive. It becomes life inside you. Prior to that, and I'll talk about this in a little bit, prior to that, when you were born, everything was put in you, but it was hidden from you because you couldn't serve God with God's purposes because you didn't know God. That's why salvation is so important. That's why that we've got to get people saved. Why? Because people cannot know God's purpose for their life or the reason they're here without knowing Jesus Christ. Well, that's a dogmatic statement. No, it's the word. Amen? So you're designed, you are designed for your purpose. And you are perfect for your purpose. God didn't make any mistakes. Why am I struggling with life? Because you're not flowing in your purpose. Why am I wrestling so much? Because you're not flowing in your purpose. You were not designed to do what you're doing, but that's what I want to do, but you're not designed to do that. Now, Pastor Mark knows, and I got opportunity to preach Friday night. I got a phone call from a pastor up in Massachusetts, and he said, can you bail me out? And I said, why? He says, our guest speaker for our conference can't get here until 9 o'clock, and we have nobody to speak. So we went up and preached. Amen. But the design of each one of us, I don't know where I was going with that, but you got to understand that God wants you to know that you are made perfectly for your purpose. You don't have to conjure it up. You are made for it. You're having a difficult time in life because you're bucking the purpose. Okay? Oh, I knew where I was going with that. Is that I was up there, and they were, I just speaked on the power of praise, and the place went wild, just went wild. We didn't get out of there. It was just crazy. And so I started, that song started coming in my head. And so I told the people, I said, the one thing Pastor Mark says, Pastor, please don't pray. The police don't sing. Remember you said? We were kidding around one time. He says, no, Pastor, just don't sing. I don't sing. Okay, I mean, I sing, but you know what I'm talking about. But hear my point. Hear my point. That's why I'm not leading worship. Because if I wanted to, and my pastor, when I was raising up, and he raised me up, he says, I was the head of the school. He says, well, we're going to have chapel, and you're leading worship. I says, and he said to me, you either lead worship, or Sunday morning, I'm going to get up there, and I'm going to sit down, and no one's going to do anything until you do something. And ironically, I ended up leading worship for the church, all right, with a lot of people's help. But the point is, it was unnatural for me. And so it was only a training. I'll tell you another thing was unnatural. All right? Is your pastor, I'm talking about overall purpose, someone asking, okay? Your pastor would not be sitting here today if he didn't fulfill a smaller purpose. And what was that? The one thing that Pastor Karen asked him to do, he wasn't really looking forward to do, which was teaching children's church. Okay? And he got out there, and he preached. But you see, the overall purpose for Pastor Caring asking Pastor Mark to do that was to fulfill his purpose in life. And if you can't teach a three-year-old, you can't preach to anybody. That's why, brother. I don't know. Anybody know? I'm going to pick on him a minute. Can I have about 10 more minutes? Okay. All right. I'm going to pick on him for a minute, because you see, nobody knows. Everybody's out there teaching children's church, and we have all women teaching children's church except one minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I know you're not looking for this mic, but I'm going to tell you something, brother. You are a rare jewel in the kingdom of God. Amen? It's really, really important. So I want to talk about you were designed for a purpose, okay? Every individual's life is designed and created and given life by the word and the breath of God. Every single one of us. Every single one of you were created by God and given breath. You have a purpose. Amen? And what is that? Purpose is the original design of the Creator and the reason for your existence. That's purpose. You can give all this philosophy you want. You can get into all the self-help books you want. You can do all that. You can do mind over matter. I've been there. I studied it all. I used to teach it before I was saved. I knew it. I'm talking about this, okay? Is there all around teaching, motivation, all this stuff? And all this stuff is you can get your mind to work a certain way, but it doesn't fulfill the internal purpose of God. Amen? So again, I say to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Mankind was fully positioned and equipped to know God's purpose until sin came and disobedience and caused a divide between God and his creation. And let me say this to you, because you see that same problem exists today. Amen. Is that we allow lifestyle and sin, as it did back in the beginning of time when Adam sinned, it was rebellion and sin that separated man from God and God's design purpose for their life. Amen? As a result of the divide, mankind relinquished any awareness or connection between their life and the design purpose of God. Wow. Are you all right with that? Now let me say something. Let's get back to it. I don't get back to the original thing I said. Okay? In the beginning was the Word. You see, God knew you were going to fall, or man was going to fall before man fell. Because you see, God's purpose is never stopped by unbelief and sin. It's just delayed. Unless you die and go to the grave and never capture anything God's asked you to do, then your purpose is buried with you. Amen? That's tough, but it's true. It's important to understand that It's important to understand that though man fell, when in the fall, the original purpose, the destiny of one's life was not nullified. Just like when you fall, how many of you ever really, after you have become a Christian, have just blown it and fall? God's purpose is not nullified. Stop believing the lie. I fell, I blew it, I sinned. I just got to start all over again. That is a lie from the pit of hell. It is not true. I'm sorry, it's just not true. Get this now, okay? Because of sin and rebellion, God's original purpose was nullified, was not canceled. You can never do something so bad that God's original plan is canceled in your life. There is always a Redeemer called Jesus Christ, and as soon as you accept him, the past is gone away, all things become new, and the birthing of God's purpose created in you. I just really feel the anointing here. I feel a little shaking up here. It's just really, it's just God. You got to understand how important this subject matter is. And I'm going to wrap this up because it's important for me to get to this point. Having God's purpose identified, defined, and revealed in one's life will bring substance to you. What you watch on television will not bring substance to you. I'm going to say something in the past. I know Pastor Mark would agree with this. Coming to church does not add substance to you. It sustains because you're being obedient, but your substance comes from fulfilling what God called you to be. God's purpose identified, defined, and revealed in one's life will bring substance, will bring value. How many young people have no sense of worth anymore? How many Christians do you know are sitting home today because they have no value? Because somebody said something sometime or hurt them or say, and I'm not being critical of that. I've been in a church for around 45 years. I know what goes on. But I also know that if I have the God's divine purpose very much alive in my life, and I realize that my substance comes from him, my value comes from him, my worth comes from him, because he created me for a reason and I'm here for a reason, then all that is said to me might sting, might hurt, but it doesn't devastate or come in and interrupt God's divine flow and purpose. I want you to hear it, church, because this is very important. Your value, your relevance is all there. And also understanding your value, your substance, your relevance through the divine design and purpose of God prevents one from becoming influenced by circumstances. If I have purpose, circumstance has no control. I will flow with the circumstance. I might not like the circumstance, but the circumstance will not get a hold of me. Are you with me? I didn't say you won't go through circumstance. I said it won't get a hold of you. Life issues no longer will cause you to doubt even your existence. Cultural norms no longer will take control of you. Are you with me? I could go all kinds of cultural norms right now that's absolutely nullifying the church and our culture. We have churches now turning away from the word of truth because of cultural norms. I don't want to go any further than that at this point because that's not my purpose here. Amen? Individual mindsets are set with purpose. You don't waver. When we came here with all the stuff we've gone through, amen? All right? I came here for it. Pastor Karen and I came here. We were sent here for the purpose. And that's the answer. Because everybody says, why did you stay all those years through all that stuff you went through? And we went through, I'm not even going down that road, but we went through some stuff. Because God spoke to me a purpose for being in New England. And so my answer simply is, as you already know, because you hear this 1,000 times, why did we do it? Because God said. Now let me wrap up with this. Understanding God's purpose in your life when one discovers the reason they were created. You see, why are you here? To glorify God. To lift up the name of Jesus. That's why we're here, church. Please hear me. Well, you're depersonalizing me. Yes. I'm depersonalizing your flesh that controls your life, that stops you from excelling into the Spirit of God. Every believer of Jesus Christ was created with a purpose, assignments, and missions. Every one of us that are set before them, which are not only fulfills our personal call, but it ministers and builds the body of Christ, which Elder Monique was talking about. You're not here just for River Valley. This church is not here just for River Valley. The purpose of this church is to bring the kingdom of God to this region and build the body of Christ. And church and members of River Valley, if you will understand the greater purpose of this place, then you will understand that God's calling you to your purpose in this place, because if you don't do your purpose, the overall purpose cannot be accomplished. Just like creation. So God's purpose in one's life is worked out and demonstrated on a daily basis. And let me just break it down for you, because the reason we don't have purpose is we're looking for the shiny stars of saying, this is your purpose in life. We're looking for the big thing. Just like we're looking for a big move of God instead of having a personal move of God. And so here we go. I'll close with this. How do I discover my purpose? Pray. That's a purpose. No, you understand. No, Pastor. No. I want to know what the substance of purpose is. Pray. That is a purpose. You are sent here to pray. Worship is a purpose. You are sent here to worship God in spirit and truth. That's a purpose. There's two purposes. You never ever have to ask for the rest of your life what God's purpose is for my life. Just pray and worship, and you're already a fulfilling portion of the overall created purpose of God. But I could stop there, but I'm not going to. I'm going to digress. Because it also means witness. Be a light to the lost world. That's our purpose. When they walk into a grocery store, put off your grumpy face, put on Christ, and tell someone about Jesus. That's purpose. So purpose is worked out practical ways to activate God's purpose in each one of our lives. And say, see, I want to know the overall purpose. Well, how about start activating the small purposes? And all of a sudden, you will find out that God will reveal you, because now he can trust you with the overall purpose. Well, how do I work that out? Well, we can start working a purpose out by caring for and nourishing our families properly. No, that's not purpose. No, that's your purpose. God gave you a family for a purpose. Being a part in serving in a local church body. No, I just a member. No. If you're sent here, you're here for a reason. I remember when I was pastoring, people would say, well, somebody just comes and sits in a chair every week and goes home. Okay, well, amen. You might not think that's nothing, but me as a pastor who are looking to grow a church, okay, maybe that person doesn't do nothing, but he's a body-filling space. He had purpose. If anything else, it's to encourage me. Or maybe that person just sitting in a chair wasn't meant to do all that stuff. He was meant to encourage the pastor. Purpose. His sitting there was an encouragement. Thank you. Getting quiet in here. Being a witness into your community. Being a light where you work. Stop your grumbling. Stop hating your boss. And realize that if you're working, you're there for a purpose. And if you weren't there for a purpose, you would not be there. We know that God's cause is all things to work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Understand, all things work together, is connected to purpose. Your individual purpose in life is linked to a greater purpose. You must serve something greater than you, or your personal purpose will never be fulfilled. Purpose is fulfilled by serving something greater. We serve in the church serves the body serves the kingdom. The local church and the body of Christ and the culture needs you and the purpose which you were created. We need you. We need you praying. Last week didn't happen because it happened because there are people laboring in prayer in this house. Laboring in prayer, believing, and moving forward. So let's all stand to our feet. I trust that you will understand you've been given a span of time. And that span of time was given to manage your life. What do you mean, manage my life? God put a span of time in your life to manage your life to fulfill his purpose. And he knows exactly how it's going to take. And as soon as we start understanding that God created me for a reason, then the worthlessness will leave the church and we'll be open for Holy Spirit to move. How many of you want to see purpose in your life? Amen. Can we make do a paradigm shift? Come, Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, revival is here. Listen to me. And why is this word so important? Because it's here because God purposed this place to bring revival. I have too many prophetic words over this church. I know the purpose of this church. I know the purpose of this church. I was here when it was created. The Creator gave me the purpose of this church. I passed it on to a man of God who has a heart for God. And you will see revival, Pastor Mark.
Amen. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for a powerful time of worship. And Lord, we're asking for the grace to continue to surrender to your will. Your purpose is for us, God. Not our purpose, God, but your purpose, Lord. When we, as pastor's preaching the scripture kingdom, I'm probably going to do some preaching on it next couple of weeks, but this one of the first scriptures I ever knew the Lord spoke to me in Psalm 37. He says, you delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And what, as I'm sitting here listening to Pastor Al preach, and the Holy Spirit saying to me, he said, son, one of the reasons the church is so messed up is because you flipped that scripture backwards. You're busy trying to pursue your desires instead of pursuing his delight. Delight myself in him. And he says, I'm going to give you the stuff you're chasing your tail trying to get. Amen. So, Lord, we're asking you for the grace to surrender our will to yours, to surrender all the stuff we spend all this time trying to get and just say, Lord, we just want you. If we are fixing our eyes on you, Lord, you're going to line everything else up. So, Father, we ask for the grace to let go, surrender, and trust you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys.